Okay, good morning. We're doing Hilchos Pesach Hagalas Kelim, Tav Nun Aleph. Okay, Aleph. Kedirot Shel Cheres. So any pot made of clay, pottery, ceramic, this is really applies to all Kelim, but it says Cheres because it's stuff that usually you're not able to kasha. That's the topic. Shenishtame, otherwise you would kasha them. So Kedirot Shel Cheres, Shenishtamesh behem chametz kol hashana. You use it for chametz all year. Afilo otam she'osim behem daiso mini kmachim. Even if it was used for mamash chametz and hot, okay? So there's for sure chametz balua in the kli. So then, meshav shafan heiter binyan sheloye chametz nikar behem. All you have to do is just clean them so there's no chametz ba'ein. You don't have to kasher them. You just, finish the whole sentence, you'll understand. You don't have to kasha them, you just have to make sure. So you know there's chametz balua, not a problem. It's just not be'en. It's not so you can see it. So then it's okay. Umutar lahashotan achar pesach lishtamish behem bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino. So then if you do that, you put away these dishes. Right? We're not talking about using them on Pesach. We're talking about keeping them, and we don't want to have an issue of chametz she'avar lava Pesach. So as long as it's clean, and if you didn't clean it before Pesach, you have to even clean it during Pesach, because we're talking about pieces of stuck chametz stuck to it. I don't think that usually applies to us nowadays, because if you have kalim put away in your cabinet, I assume you put it away clean. At least that's how it is in our house. Umutar la shotan achar Pesach. So then it's not a problem. You're allowed to keep the kalim. You don't have to. You don't have to sell them. You don't have to sell what's balua inside of them. Okay, that's clear that's the halacha. All right. Chazal will never make a kanas on stuff that's balua and stuff that you don't see. That's 100% clear. All right, let's keep going. V'matznian bePesach. So you just put them away, you hide them, v'makom tsanua, in a hidden place, she'eno ragil leilech sham. So that it's not people, so that where people don't usually walk, so you don't, kadei she'lo yavo li'ishtamesh behem bePesach, so you don't come to use them on Pesach. V'tov sogram v'cheder ulatznia mafteach. The best thing to do is you put them away, you lock them up, and you hide the keys. Okay. Aval hesek she'asikem ba'esh. Now, if you were to heat them up with fire, eino mo'il lehem v'lo l'shum kli cheres nishtamesh behem chamin afilu shelo yedei ha'ur. Now, even if you try and heat them up, it's not going to kasha them. They're kli cheres. You won't be able to use them during Pesach itself. Because kli cheres, we can't, and generally speaking, we're going to see that technically it is possible. But generally speaking, you can't kasha them. And just by heating them up from the outside, it's not going to work. If you heat them up from the inside, real fire or boiling hot coals, so then you re-put them into the original furnace where you fire them up and you make them, so then you could actually kasher cheres. If someone thinks you can never kasher cheres, that's not true. You actually could, but just by heating them up from the outside with fire, it doesn't work. Okay, v'yesh oser, because the fire needs to be the intense heat of oven where you bake, when you actually produce the ceramics, that same intense heat, kiln, that fire has to be, that heat has to be inside the cheres where it touches the chametz, not just on the outside. Okay. V'yesh osrima filu b'kli sheni, and some say it's even usher to use a kli cheres, even if it's a kli sheni, and that's the halacha lechatchila for sure. Okay? Now, if it's bediyevet, and it was used with a kli sheni, so then there is, so it depends. Mechaber, Ramah, we're going to see a little bit more. The Mishnah Berurah says that even according to Ashkenazim, yesh lahakal bediyevet, if there's a hefsed meruba and it's going to ruin your simchas yom tov, that's if it's an eno ben yomo. We'll discuss this a bit more, but eino ben yomo means a pot that wasn't used within 24 hours. And there's going to be a discussion. Normally you say Stam Kalim Einam Ben Yoman if you don't know if it was used for sure. But certainly according to the Ramah, that unless you know for sure it wasn't used within 24 hours, for Hilchos Pesach we say Stam Kalim, if you don't know it wasn't used within 24 hours, you have to treat it like a Ben Yomo, different than all year long. Okay. Let's keep reading. Vafil im yimala gechalim. Now, even if you were to fill up your kli cheres with gechalim, coals, so they should be able to kasher it, we don't use it. We don't let you use it. Why? V'chayshinan dilma chayis alayu shema paki. And because we're afraid that if you put coals inside a kli cheres, it's going to pop it, it's going to break it, it's going to shatter it. So therefore, people are not perush shema yidbaku, you're going to get cracks. So therefore, v'lo avid lehu asaka ma'alya. So we assume that even if someone does it, you didn't do a good job. Or, you know, you put one little coal for a few seconds and threw it out. And it didn't really cover the whole area. So we're assuming it wasn't done properly. Umihu yimachzir on the kivshan shemistarifim bokli cheres. Chadashim. Mutar. But if you put it back in the actual kiln, where you actually make it, and there it's tremendous heat, and so then it's mutter. The kevan shemachnisa on the hesa gadol kazeh, since you're going to put in such intense heat, v'dai lo chayis alayo dil mapaki. So, it's first of all, by definition, it already got so hot, and we're not worried that you did something that preventing it from getting the proper heat. Because you put it inside this oven, you have 100% dust that you're taking the risk, or you know it's not going to break, and so therefore you know it was done well.
Aval, is it just the oven that you would use it, or at the same time there have to be kelim chadashim in there also?
I don't think you have to have kelim chadashim in there. It just has to be the same, similar oven and with the same heat that you would make it. Aval atanurim shelanu lo, but not in our tanurim, because we're afraid that you're not going to heat it up, and you're not going to do it appropriately. It won't get heated up enough, and it won't be okay. And our ovens need a lot of time to get super hot. Maybe self-clean ovens, they get locked and they get turned on all enough. Probably that's okay. But whatever, sheilat chacham. Kilns are much higher than self-heat.
Uh-huh.
So okay. Well, I'm sure it's debated. Can self-heat work on kli cheres? I'm sure there's both ways. Okay. We'll see. Good question. I don't know. Okay. Haga. Kol kli etzarich libun or hagala. So any kli that needs libun or hagala. Libun means it got red hot from the flame. Direct flame, intense heat. Or hagala, or you just... You dipped it in water that was boiling hot, like on a kli rishon. Asur lihishtamish bo afilu tzonin belo hechsher. All right. Now, any kli that needs to be kasher, so you can't even use it on Pesach with just cold water or cold food. The Mishnah Berurah, says if it's just done once in a while. So then you can. Like you just need you're stuck, you just need some kind of a pot. Once you're going to pull it out from the drawer and use it for something cold, he says it is okay. But generally speaking, we do not use such type of kaling. Okay. Let's see. Did we finish the Haggah? Beis. Yeah, okay, let's go on to Beis. Right. The main worry is because if you start using these chametz dishes for cold, it's very easy once in a while by mistake for it to be used with hot. Technically, there wouldn't be a problem, but that's it's a chumrah because it's very easy to have problems by that. Okay. Fine, let's go on. Beis. Kuvya. Shukli she'osin melevenim ve'afar ve'ofin mutagnin bo. So it's some kind of a kli that you make from... some kind of a brick material, and afar, dirt, and you bake it together. V'chein tanur katan shekorin pidlaya, or some kind of a small tanur, Hiseko mibachutz asur le'afot bo bepesach. So just by kashering it from the outside of the walls doesn't help you for kashering it for Pesach. De'in chametz shabo niflat bekach. It's not enough to make the chametz that's inside come out if you're only heating it from the outside. Ve'im lo gechalim mibifnim shari. But if you take this type of a pot or some kind of this oven and you fill it up with coals on the inside and it becomes super hot from the inside, so then that works to kosher it from the inside. Okay. Gimel. Sakinim. Knives. Magilan b'chli rishon umutarin. All you need to do is you kosher it in a kli rishon. So normally knives, we assume they're not used, most of their use is not on the flame, and therefore there's more room to be mako, and it's a chashash if there's been chametz here. There's also an issue of heterabala and rov tashmisho. So because of these concepts, it's more of a chumra, and therefore all you have to do is to do hagala in water. However, if you know for sure the sakin, the knife, was used dry heat with a kli rishon or on the flame, on the grill, so then with chametz, not just kosher meat, so then you need to do libun on the knife midin. Okay, if you know if it was used for hot bread on a kli, on the flame, so then the din is you need to do libun. But general knives, if we don't know otherwise, we assume hagala works, and that's lechatchila. We're going to keep reading. We'll see. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out it's best just to buy new knives for Pesach. Right, that's what most of us probably do. Okay. Now he points out over here in the Mishnah Berurah that if you have knives and you for milk and meat, it's 100% enough just to do hagala. However, the minhag is to be machmer. But he says, if you do hagala for Pesach, so you want a kosher, let's say it's more common for silver. Let's say you want to, but it could be for any utensils. For all utensils, you want to kosher them in boiling hot water. You pour them into the pot that's boiling. And then, so the Chasam Sofer quotes that since you magil them for the purposes of Pesach, even though we're more because Mikra Din, he holds it's the same halacha for Basar B'Challah and Pesach, but we're machmer for Basar B'Challah. We don't switch back and forth just by doing Hagala. But he says if you do that to kasher it for Pesach, so then you can also switch it from meat to milk. This is the time of the year to do that. Okay. V'chli rishon nikra shirticho bo mayim ala esh. A kli rishon is when it's boiling hot on the fire, the pot that's actually on the fire. Afilo eino ata ala esh rak shodenu roteach. Now, it doesn't have to still be on the fire. It had to be. Kli rishon by definition is the pot that was heated on the fire, but now you can take it off as long as it's still boiling hot. That's fine too. Okay. Fine. But obviously, it doesn't stay boiling hot for too long, especially if you're pouring in kalim. So, v'kodem ha'agala tzarich l'shufa miyafeh v'mashchezet o berechayim. Now, before you put the knives into hagala, you have to make sure you sharpen them and you do something to smooth the edges, because l'ha'avir kol chaluda shebehem kodem mechsherem. Because it's common for knives to have rust on them. And we're not talking about just a little bit of brown, reddish-brown color. We're talking about actual rust that you can see or feel. So that's when it's important to make sure you do this. Hilkach imish bo gumot. Also, if there's cracks inside, ve'einan yachol l'nakol yafeh, and you can't clean them well. I think usually our knives you could, but okay. Let's keep reading. Ein mo'il lo hagala. So if there's actual cracks where chametz can get stuck inside, or you have pieces of chaluda, of rust, we're afraid the chametz is underneath the chaluda, Perush haflata shakelim. Sorry. So you have to. So then, when it's too difficult to clean because of these cracks, ein mo'il lo hagala. It doesn't help just to do hagalas. Kelim perush haflata shakelim poti ma'aser behem hu milshon shoro ibar velo yagil. Okay, so then it is a remez from Iyov that something like some because of the I forgot this. Okay, so anyways, it's hard for the any of the chametz to come out because it's covered up or stuck in the cracks. So it's just doing hagala by itself levad is not going to be enough. V'tzarich libun bimkom hagumot, and therefore you have to actually burn it with a hot flame where any of these cracks are. Okay.
So is this talking about a knife that's one long piece of metal including the handle? Or is talking about?
So we're not talking about handles yet. We'll get to handles, but basically it's just saying the entire knife you do hagala on. And wherever you have these gumot or crevices, that's where you have to actually burn out the torch. V'hanadan shel sakinim en la takana behagala v'asur lahachnis ba sakin v'pesach. So the sheath or the holder where you put the knife into, he says these you can't help. We're assuming you put away the knife in these containers or sheaths that have chametz in them, and so therefore when you put it in, chametz gets left in there, and you can't clean it unless you rip it open and you properly clean it and do hagala. You have to at least clean it. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think it applies to most of our sheets. I know that I have a couple, and I would never put my knife away without making sure it's completely clean. So there's no way there's chametz getting in there.
A butcher block knife holder
would apply. I don't know. I'll leave it as a question if that applies when we know that you never put your knife in there with chametz on there.
Never say never.
Never say never. They say okay, very good. So he says not to use it. That's the clear words of the Rama. Okay. Okay, I think that covers Gimel. Okay. Gimel Dalet. Kelim shemishtam shin bahem ayedei ha'ur. Now, if you have kelim that you use on the flame, right, dry heat, kegon shipudim asklaot achiyotze bahem, you have those, why am I blanking?
Skewers,
there you go. You put skewers on the grill, right, or rotisserie. Srichim libun. The only way to kasha them is by doing actual libun. The libun hu achu nitzatzot nitazin mehem. And libun has to be where it gets so hot that you see sparks coming out of it, or part of the outer layer starts to peel off a little bit. So that's what libun is. I didn't do a full search, but I just know on the OU website it says libun chamor is when it reaches 900 degrees Fahrenheit. And Libun Kal, which I guess we're about to read, Libun Kal says it's either 375 or 450 degrees Fahrenheit. That depends. If you leave it on for an hour and a half or 2 hours, I'm just quoting what I saw, but I'm sure there's a couple different opinions, but it's probably in the same range. So someone says things glow when it's 550. I don't know. But it says it needs to start to peel or spark. So I don't know. And then there are metals that will never peel and spark. But at some point it works. So again, I'm not sure exactly. Yesh la'ayin. Okay. Okay, now just to point out, when it comes to, there's a whole discussion, when something becomes treif, or gets some kind of a blia, depends if it's heterabala or isurabala, very famous machloket. When it became, when it absorbed the item, it was mutter at the time, it only becomes asr later. So the classic example that we have from based on chumash is from basar, kochim. So there, it's originally the meat is kosher, but then you wait overnight, it becomes notar. So there, you only have to do hagala. That's the halacha. You only have, because hetera bala, you only have to do hagala. So the question is, what about chametz? When it's during the year, it's hetera bala. But do we, some say, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama Paskin Lechatchila, we call it isura bala, because all year we know about chametz, and all year we it's called chametz, and we know about it, and we know it's going to become aser. So some consider, so lechatchila we always assume that it's isura bala, but bedi'evit, or you have two snifim, or you know two chumar machlokets, so then we generally are miko. Okay, so that's important to keep in mind. Okay, fine. Haga v'yesh mekilim. Now some say you can take a skewer and you kosher it. You can kosher it in itlabin kolkach shekash nisraf alav mibachutz. All you have to do is you blowtorch one side, or you don't have to blowtorch. You just have to make it really hot with the fire on one side. You put straw on the other side of the metal, and it'll start to make a fire. That's libun kal. That's the lower temperature. It just needs to be hot enough to make a dry piece of straw get flamed. So that works, right? Anytime you say hagala is enough, you say libun kal. They're a similar level. So therefore, if you hold heter, this is according to heterabala. If you hold, we consider chametz heter, then it's all you have to do is libun kal. And the Rama says, "V'noagim kisvara rishona b'chol davar shedino b'libun." Anytime you need libun, we hold lechatchila, like the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to actually do libun chamor. Aval davar shedino b'hagala. But anytime something just needs, like a kli that you cook with water, and on a pot, on a stove, so then if it's just needs, if it's called a kli rishon, and all you have to do is hagala, rak sheyesh bo stakim. But it just got these cracks, or it just want to be machmer. So then, sagi belibun kal kaze, all you have to do is libun kal. And then he adds, chatsuva tsarich libun. And what about a chatsuva? Chatsuva is basically the grates that you put on top of your stove. Stovetop grates. We're not talking about the barbecue grill. There's a barbecue grill. You put your meat and potentially your bread directly on the grill. So that's like the same din as a skewer. Here we're talking about the stovetop of an oven, and therefore it's not the same din. So mikra din, and that's what the Moshe paskins by meat to milk. You can use the same grates on the stovetop for meat and milk all year lechatchila. You don't have to worry about it. I believe it's Rav Eliashiv and the Shevet Alevi are a little machmer lechatchila for during the year between meat and milk to try and use separate ones. And so you're going to see similar by chatsuva. What do you do by Pesach? So you see here it says you need libun. So it's a machloket if you need to do hagala or what kind of libun? Hagala, libun kal, or libun chamor? You know what? I thought I read it. I thought he said libun kal. Does it say here? I think he writes libun kal. Yes, the Mishnah Berurah holds libun kal is enough, and therefore you can just put it into a kli rishon and do hagala with it, or you can just do libun kal, which means just turning on the flames will be enough. That's in Lamed Aleph. Thank you. In the middle, towards the end. Okay, yeah, last couple lines. So that's the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Now some are machmer because they say the way the Mishnah Berurah describes the case is the fire covers all of it. And some say, well, our stovetops nowadays, the flame only hits the middle part of the grate, and part of it never gets the flame, and part of it does. So some are more machmer for ours nowadays, that they're saying you should do libun chamor. Some people put it in their self-clean ovens. Some people blowtorch them. Another thing people do is they cover it up with a thick foil. Anyway, if anything gets undone, if anything gets exposed and it touches, this is all really just a chumrah. Because we never say there's any transfer of bliyas when you have two kalim touching each other. You're not putting chametz directly on the stovetop, you're putting your dry kli that's touching the stovetop. The reason for the chumrah is maybe there's liquid that drips down, maybe there's chametz that splatters or falls. It's just a chashash, and it gets burnt immediately. So therefore, really the Mishnah Berurah says this is complete din lechatchila, which we do, but if anything goes awry or the foil peels off or whatever, don't get nervous, it's all 100% kosher to eat and doesn't affect your kalim. Okay, fine. Should we stop? I guess we'll stop.
Yeah, so what if this pot overflows?
Yeah, same thing. It's all okay.